The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This phone call came at just the right moment. Each Monday, we spend a few minutes with South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick. Mr. Chairman, good morning. Happy Monday to you.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you. How are you?
I am wonderful, and your call could not have come at a better time because I'm confused. With all the stuff that happened over the weekend, and particularly last night, as you know, it appears Rudy Giuliani and the Trump legal team saying that Sidney Powell is not part of the Trump team, although last week she was part of the Trump team. I don't know who's part of the legal team anymore.
Yeah, that's probably the best way I can answer that is I'm still getting details myself.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what path they're, you know, planning to stay on at this point or to change tactics as it may be. I would expect, you know, after everything over the weekend at some time today, I would get more of an update on that myself. As we've said before, years ago, 20 years ago, Al Gore was given 37 days to be able to exhaust his challenges, as he saw fit. I think the president deserves the same courtesy,
Absolutely.
As he goes forward and, whichever courts that they feel that they need to and whichever states that they feel they need to that, when we actually, because there is no president-elect until the Electoral College actually meets on December 14th. I know because I'm an elector this year, so we'll be
yes.
going to the State House and casting our votes on the 14th. And, so up until that point, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the state spending as much time as possible to actually make sure that the count that they certify is indeed accurate.
Yep. Talk with us for just a minute about that process and what you as an elector mm-hmm. and the other electors around the state, what mm-hmm. y'all will do on the 14th.
Well, the process itself really on the 14th is fairly straightforward. The Secretary of State here in South Carolina takes care of the ceremony, as it were, where all the nine electors of South Carolina come together. We've signed official paperwork in terms of who will be casting our ballots for president and vice president. He then tallies those up. We all sign off on the official communication to the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House, who will then receive them. I forget the exact date when they receive them or open them, and then they officially count those in the United States Senate.
Yeah.
But the process of actually picking those electors here in South Carolina, each political party, state executive committee actually, picks nine electors for their respective party should their party's nominee for president receive the most votes here in South Carolina.
Yeah. And that's where, we vote and you guys, you have counterparts in the Democrat Party. Had
Correct.
Joe Biden won South Carolina, then they would be the ones going December the 14th
Correct.
To cast a ballot, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Each party picks their nine electors here in South Carolina.
Yeah. I spent some time over the weekend, Drew, and on our guest line, GOP Chairman Drew McKissick, reading over the 2005 Carter Baker report. And some of the things that former President Jimmy Carter and Mr. Jim Baker, this was after the 2000 Bush-Gore fiasco, you read back over some of the things that they talk about. Voter ID, for example. Mail-in and absentee voting risk, where Jimmy Carter himself said that it opens the door for fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And the list goes on. And you think, did we not learn from that? And did anybody read the Carter Baker report that has anything to do with voter security?
Yeah. Well, that sometimes it leads you to wonder. But, the simple fact is that there are people, believe it or not, no matter what the mainstream media wants to tell you, there are people out there who do indeed want to make fraud easier. And that's one of the things that we fought very strenuously here in South Carolina, because the Democratic Party tried to sue their way into all mail-in balloting all across the country because of coronavirus. They had multiple lawsuits across the country. We had three here in South Carolina that we had to deal with. The SCGOP filed to intervene in all three of those cases here in this state. And we were successful in defending state election law all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. We established, got a precedent there that says that it is constitutional for a state government to require a witness signature on an absentee ballot. You know, quite frankly, though, a couple of other states around the country either did not start fighting that battle early enough on the calendar, or in some cases were not as successful with the judges that they were dealing with. And it cracked the door in a few places, you know, let's say in Pennsylvania, what we're talking about now, that they can receive ballots 3 days after Election Day. That was something they were trying to do here. We stopped that. You know, so the tweaking around the edges, if you will, that marginally makes fraud easier at the margins. And when you have close races, it can make a difference. And the point is, once a ballot gets in the door, at that point, it's almost impossible to get it back out the door. Once it's actually in the count, the real battle is stopping it before it happens.
Right. Yep. Yep. Well, you know, a lot going on, obviously, and we're running out of time, because I think that December the 14th, if we don't slow things down, I think once electors cast your vote, I think that's even hard to undo as well. So a lot. It's going to be a busy week. As we go into Thanksgiving, because, you know, we've got to see some action from Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and some of the others, which, you know, the important thing here is we've got two important Senate races down the road in Georgia.
Absolutely.
And that's where we've got to be focusing as well. We've got to keep our eye on the presidential race, but we can't lose these two seats.
Well, but for people who are interested in volunteering and actually helping right now, Georgia is the place to do it. Those two Senate races, the elections are on January the 5th. We've coordinated with the National Republican Senate Committee, the RNC, and the Georgia GOP to set up an effort to be able to funnel folks in South Carolina to help in Georgia. Whether it's if you want to make phone calls from the comfort of your own home here in South Carolina, there's an app you can go and sign up on, and you can make those calls. It gives you a script. You only call targeted voters. You don't get a busy signal. In terms of going into Georgia and knocking doors, we've got opportunities for paid door knockers, volunteer door knockers. They'll get you assigned to certain areas in Georgia on days you want to go. Finally, Election Day operations, actual poll watching. In Georgia, you do not have to be a Georgia resident to be a poll watcher. You just have to have a letter from the county Republican Party. If you want to go in Georgia on Election Day on January 5th, be a poll watcher. We can set you up for that. So you can go to scgop.com/Georgia, scgop.com/Georgia, and you can sign up for any of those activities, and then we will put you in touch with the relevant people in the Georgia campaign operation.
Yep, and this is very important, because we have to keep those two Senate seats.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to be down on the 4th, January the 4th. I'm going to be doing the show from somewhere in Georgia. We haven't quite decided where. We had a little contest last week and had various suggestions made to us. It looks like we're probably going to be in Hartwell, Georgia, but doing a breakfast broadcast. So, Mr. Chairman, be sure and come by and have breakfast with us if you're in Georgia on the 4th.
That may be the case.
We're going to do our part to turn out the vote in Northeast Georgia, in those areas of Georgia where we have listeners, because, again, we can't lose. We got to win these two.
Well, look, it matters. It matters. If you want Bernie Sanders to be chairman of the budget committee, then do nothing. Let's put it that way.
Yep. Well, we can't have that. Mr. Chairman, have a blessed Thanksgiving, and we'll look forward to checking in with you again next week.
Yes, sir. Have a good one now. Thank you.